There's a surprising development in joint employer regulations. Crumbl Cookies sales appear to be crumbling a bit, and Buffalo Wild Wings is quietly growing its spin-off concept. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, RB's managing editor.
And I'm RB senior editor Joe Guskowski. In a move that surprised even Capitol Hill veterans, the U.S. Senate voted yesterday to block a regulatory change that broadened restaurant franchisers' exposure to sanctions, litigation, and union action for the labor-related missteps of their franchisees. The updated rule would have greatly expanded the definition of joint employer, the standard for determining when a franchisor shares accountability for the personnel practices and policies of the licensees. The resolution blocking the redefinition now moves to the desk of President Biden, who has indicated that he will likely veto the measure. A lobbying blitz to change his mind began hours after the Senate vote was tallied.
The rapid spread of the Crumbl Cookie concept across the country appears to be taking a toll on its unit volumes. The cookie chain grew its unit count by 41% last year and now has 1,000 locations, but those locations generated an average of $1.2 million apiece in 2023, a 37% decline from the year before. That's according to the chain's franchise disclosure document. The results reveal the risks of rapid store growth, particularly for a brand that specializes in a singular product.
Buffalo Wild Wings has big plans for its small spin-off concept, BWW Go. Launched in 2020, the off-premise-focused Go has quietly grown to 100 locations, with plans to hit 150 this year. The concept offers a simplified menu in scaled-down locations that are geared toward the to-go crowd. It's been a hit with franchisees who have committed to opening 600 more units. As parent company Inspire Brands looks to grow Go, it has begun to put some marketing muscle behind it, giving it a visual makeover, its own e-commerce site, and even a TV spot during March Madness.
Taco Bell is launching a line of agua refrescas in three flavors, strawberry passion fruit, peach mango, and dragon fruit berry. They are available in test for a limited time at one location only near the company's headquarters in Irvine, California. The fast food chain's take on the classic Mexican agua fresca features a base of green tea for an energy boost, sweet and tangy fruit flavors, and pieces of real fruit in freeze-dried form. Agua refrescas are Taco Bell's latest beverage test, following the recent LTO of coffee chillers and churro chillers tested in Southern California. The new drinks are available in a 16-ounce cup for $3.99 each while supplies last.
The restaurant business team will be traveling to Phoenix this weekend for the annual Restaurant Leadership Conference. More than 800 chain operators will be in attendance for networking events, education sessions, and some friendly pickleball competition. If you're going, be sure to stop by and say hi at the restaurant business booth.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.